Hi there, little baby. This is my first recording that's published, so I hope you like it. If you like it, then leave feedback, please. I'm going to start the story where we're in the car. I'm driving, of course, and we're on the way to my friend's house where some of the boys are there. It's a poker night tonight, and tonight you're going to be the waitress. So we pull up at the curb, I walk around to your door and let you out. As you step out of the car, you stand up very close to me, and I smell your perfume, and I kiss you, and the taste of your minty breath and the smell of your perfume gets to me for a second, and I press you against the car, kissing you, and I could do this all night. But we have things that we have to do. So I step back and I shut the door. And as we walk to the house, your heels click, click, click on the pavement. Your dress swishing against your legs. Oh, you are so sexy. And I could fuck you right there. But I resist. And we get welcomed into the house. I introduce you. And the boys are all very happy, obviously. And you ask, is there somewhere where you can go and get changed and get ready? They send you off to one of the bedrooms in the house. While you're in there getting ready, one of the guys actually says to me that there's no need for you to get changed or get ready, that you look pretty sensational already. And I agreed with him. But then you walk out. And you're wearing high heels, black high heels, black lacy panties that look very sheer. And if you look closely, you can see your pussy through the panties. And trust me, we were all looking closely. And your bra was also very sheer. You could make out your nipples. And you stood there and let us look at you for a second. Oh, you're very good, aren't you? And then you ask if anyone wants drinks. And you start serving and becoming a waitress. Very sexy, walking around. Your panties are a G-string. Your ass is sensationally framed. And all the guys are checking you out. And the conversation pauses sometimes as you walk past. And you know that you have some control over us all. Because we all are so turned on by you. As the night progresses and we all get a little bit drunk, you're drinking with us, by the way. Before you head back to the kitchen, I give your ass a spank. And it was a hard spank. It was so hard that you stumble a little bit in your high heels. But instead of turning around and scolding me or walking off to the kitchen, you just push your ass back, your body asking for more. Good girl. I loved that you pushed your ass back asking for more. You're a very good girl. And to say thank you, I push my fingers between your legs and I finger your pussy. I finger your cunt through your panties, and I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm I'm pleased that you're very wet. I'll do that for a second and then give you a little pat on your way to the kitchen. Now the guys are a little bit shocked. The guys are a little bit amazed that, you know, typically when there's a waitress or a stripper, it's all very hands off. No touching. They're starting to realize that it's not the case with you, and with you anything goes. When you come back from the kitchen, I tell you to take off your panties and your bra, and you peel them over your ass and down your legs, and click, click, you step out of them. Your high heels making a noise on the hard floor. You reach behind, you take off your bra, and you let it drop to the floor too. And you stand there with your hip cocked, one arm up on your hip, smiling, letting the guys take in your beauty. And I say, what about if you give each of the guys a lap dance? Perhaps the dealer, as the dealer goes around the poker table, you grind on their lap, giving them a lap dance for that hand. So if it's a long hand, then that dealer for that hand gets a nice long lap dance. And if it's a short hand, then that dealer's a bit unlucky. And you sit on their laps, grinding against their cock. You can feel their cock hard against you. You can feel that some of them take liberties. They finger you. They fondle your breasts. And you just let them, as you grind your ass against their cock. Oh, you're a good slut, aren't you? You love it, don't you? When you get to me, instead of facing with your back, you turn around and you face front ways onto me, so that you can whisper in my ear. You tell me how horny you are. You tell me that you'll do anything for me. You whisper it again in my ear, anything. And that's enough for me. I can't take it any longer. I tell you to bend over the table. You stand up and you bend over the table in front of me. You know what's coming. You know that you're about to get fucked in front of group of guys that you've only just met. I undo my pants. You hear my belt. You hear my zip. As I get my cock out, and I'm so hard. Oh, ladies, if you're listening to this story, I am so hard right now. And there's no time for any more foreplay. I'm so horny for you. I press my cock right up against the opening of your pussy. You feel the head of my cock press inside you. Oh, that feels so good, so wet. Oh, you feel so good. Within a couple of strokes, I'm deep inside you, stroking full and deep, right into your cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're bent over the table. You're getting fucked from behind, while there's four other guys watching you. Oh. know that you're the perfect slut. Oh, yeah. You're a good slut, aren't you? You're taking my cock. You're moaning. I press my thumb against your asshole. Right there against your beautiful little asshole. I press against it as I fuck you. And gradually as I fuck you, your asshole opens up for my thumb. And I push it inside you. And I reach with my other hand and I grab hold of your hair. And I pull your hair back. I pull my hand and I spank your ass. Just hard enough so that you know that you're my slut. You know that you're going to be doing everything that I tell you to do. Yes. And I fuck you hard. Fuck you harder and harder. And I wanna fucking come inside you. I wanna fill up your cunt with my cum. Do you want that? Do you want me to come inside you? Do you want me to fill you? Do you wanna feel me come inside you? While four other guys are watching you. Some of them are rubbing themselves. They're all very horny. And you've been teasing all of us all night. Now the payback for your teasing is coming. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I fill your cunt. I fill it with my cum. You can feel it pulsing inside you. As I fill you up. And then, still holding your hair, I stand you up in front of everybody. And then I let go of you. And then I tell you to stand there with your feet apart. Put your hands up behind your head. And you do. You're facing the guys. You've just been fucked. And your nipples are hard. And they're staring at you. And you feel cum dribbling out of your pussy, out of your cunt. You feel it running down the inside of your thigh towards your heels. Oh, you're the perfect slut. The perfect slut. Oh, I'm hard again already. But I asked the guys, so who's next? And it's quiet for a few seconds. And then three of the guys start to stand up and walk towards you. You're the perfect slut. And you know that before this night's finished, you know that you're going to be covered in cum. You're going to have cum on your face. You're going to have cum on your tits. You're going to have cum in your pussy dribbling out. You're going to have cum dribbling out of your ass. I'm going to take you home as my perfect slut, just the way I want. Oh, and I hope you like my story. And I hope you imagine being my perfect slut, because I would, sadly, make you happy if you were. Oh, yeah. Thank you.